Wham! Bond on action-packed day. Member Neil Hildred writes about the recent East of England Working Age Members Activity Day at Kempston Outdoor Activity Centre in Bedford. Thanks to a combined effort by staff from the community teams of Region 4, East of England, we had a fantastic Working Age Members Activity Day at Kempston Outdoor Activity Centre in Bedford in July. The day was aimed at giving members an opportunity to step outside their comfort zone and challenge themselves physically. It was also geared towards improving their emotional well-being, building their confidence in an unfamiliar environment, and enhancing social interactions with other members from different parts of the region. There were 11 members and 5 carers in attendance, supported by 3 staff and 1 volunteer. The day began with tea, coffee and pastries, providing the opportunity for some members to meet each other for the first time and for others to rekindle their acquaintances from past events. After breaking into 2 groups, the members tried indoor bouldering, which is a form of rock climbing performed on short walls without ropes or harnesses. Relying on crash mats for protection, it's a physically and mentally challenging activity focused on balance, technique and strength. But as it turns out, the bouldering was just to prepare members for the 80-foot outdoor climbing wall. The wall had a combination of large and small climbing holds and proved to be a challenge for everyone. A number of the members achieved climbs of over 60 feet. There was also an opportunity to participate in axe throwing with both short and long-handled axes. This provided an impressive display from some members who showcased their natural precision, technique and ability to focus while applying brute strength in driving the axes deep into the log targets and beyond in some cases. We then enjoyed a barbecue-style buffet lunch and another opportunity for members to interact with each other and reflect on the activities so far. Then after lunch, it was time to work the food off with a change of direction as the activities moved from land to water. Opting for either paddle boards or rope together crewed kayaks to take on the upstream river journey, the members demonstrated their impressive skills once again as they completed their waterborne journey with the help of teamwork and coordination, along with strength and endurance. Meanwhile, those who felt safer on land were able to follow the exploits of those on the river via a guided and descriptive walk along an adjacent public footpath. As the day came to an end, it was time to reflect as a group, say our goodbyes to one another, and thank the staff at the centre. If one thing stood out more than anything else during the day, it was the members' positive interactions and the way they encouraged each other. They also communicated their firm desire to do it all over again in the near future.